Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
If we all went around and said our name and a little something about ourselves. I'll start. My name is Rod, and I like to party. All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I like to party.
No, Dave, I just said that I party, so maybe do something different for me.
My name is Dave, and I am the stuntman.
You know what? Let's move on. Rico, you're up.
Hello. I'm Rico, and I like to party.
Yeah. Rico, what did I just say to Dave?
Who?
Dave.
I like to party. I'm Rod.
No, you're Kevin.
Right. Kevin. I party.
No. No, you don't. Okay, nobody parties but me.
Yes. And we party.
No.
Yeah, just Rod.
Yes.
And me.
No. I'm the only one who parties.
I'm pretty sure I've partied before.
No, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party, okay? You do not party.
You're right. Dave's the party guy.
Sweet.
Oh my God, shut up, okay? I'm just gonna do it for you. Denise, this is the crew. Dave's the mechanic, Rico makes the ramps, and Kevin is team manager slash videographer. None of them party, right? Got it? Okay.
Anyone I've seen you with before. Welcome to Metal World Monday. You're live 8 in the morning. Nee, 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 nee. And I like to party.
I
know for a fact you don't party. Boys are buzzing live in studio. Oh my gosh. You know what? Let's just let it ride this morning. Here it comes. Welcome, welcome. It's live, 8:07 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. You're listening to Metal World Monday, live on a Monday, rarefied air. I'm live in studio here with young Reedy Cohen. What up, Reed?
What up, what up, what up?
As all our younger listeners will know, that was that new Big Booty mix all the kids are going on about.
Play those jams that all the kids are going
on about. Yes. The kids love them, and I play the music that the people want. That's kind of one of our things here. We have a lot of new segments to introduce today, some new, some old. What are we going to be doing today? Let them know. Let the people know, Reed. We prepare the show extensively before we come
on
there.
Can we expect a return to our coveted Drake and Drake
segment? Yes. We'll be doing Drake and Drake today.
Oh, get excited.
Introducing a new segment called Take It or Leave It. That one is truly wild. Besides that, we might be playing Fantasy Friendship.
Oh, wow. We might break some hearts with that one.
Hopefully none of our friends are listening, because we will be ranking you and numerically and just picking you apart on the things we value and the things we don't like about you. That would be on the agenda for now. Until then, I think we're going to keep the music upbeat, because last week was so depressing. Reed and I couldn't walk for 3 days.
We had to scooter everywhere. Electric scooter.
Yes. The saddest kind of scooter. I'm going to play some Silk City, Dua Lipa, Diplo, Young Diplo, Mark Ronson, who famously produced Valerie, our favorite song. It is, what, October 15th, which means we're halfway through all the spookiness.
Ooh.
So we watched a very scary movie last night called Emperor's New Groove. We'll talk about it in a bit. Till now, let's just wake up together. Is that okay with you?
That sounds amazing to me, Pete.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see-through. You give me a feeling, feeling so strong. I wouldn't turn on you, and I would stop the world for you. You know ready, baby. Think I'm ready now. Electricity, I'm flying into you. Think electric, baby. So electric, baby. Wanna let you know, let you know. Think I'm ready, baby. Think I'm ready now. Electricity, I'm flying into you. Even if I could, I wouldn't turn on.
It's your two favorite, allegedly most handsome DJs on campus, but you'll never know.
Not proven.
What time is it? It's 8:13. Do we have a news break?
News break brought to you by the news. This just in. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting their first child. Congratulations.
Baby watch confirmed.
I can't wait to see that beautiful, beautiful child.
Yes, you have many children. We both are a parents of 100,000 children.
We call them...
We love you each individually and the same.
But we will do your rankings next.
Yes. We're going to rank our own children, as all good parents do.
On that note, shout out to a very important listener who's tuning in right now.
Yes.
His name is my dad.
My dad. What's up, dad? Hi, Mr. Cohen.
Hey, that's my dad to you.
Sorry. Hi, dad. It's us again. Your kids... We're not good at sports, and we had to resort to college radio.
I'll be proud.
Well, please be proud of us. Oh, gosh. We're so sorry. We're just doing our best. I mean, I don't want to brag. I'm a two-sport club athlete, both in the wintertime. So,
and I recently became co-host of a radio show.
No, that is not true. We talked about this. I said, don't bring this up on the air. Don't do this here. Don't do this to our listeners. But definitely look out for that in the next coming weeks if Reed will get co-host. It's a hero's journey, you could say. Not dissimilar to the journey Cusco took in Emperor's New Groove. We'll be doing a full movie critique of Emperor's New Groove very, very soon.
And let's just say it's going to be positive.
Yes. We watched it last night, and gosh, they know how to make a movie. Music? Is this music? Oh.
I love music.
I love that sweet, sweet music. When I have kids, I'm going to make them listen to music. Point being, we're going to play some more music. We kind of skipped over our literal favorite song that's playing in the background, which hurts. Oh, Dad's proud. Thank goodness.
I feel warm in my chest.
I have a theory I'm working on, and it's called win in the classroom, win at the party. It's a theory I have that if you know, it's like make a play in the field, get a hit, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you have a great day academically in the classroom, I think you're going to have a great night. And it's a theory that there's not enough data in. The sample size is too small. But I think it's a real thing. If I crush my test, at the function, I'll be going off. That's the point. Do you agree? Do you have this sort of experience?
Yeah, well, that would explain why most of my social interactions are complete dumpster fire. Those grades are sinking.
Oh.
Dad, still be proud, please.
Dad, we're really sorry. I'm going to pass fail the class. the deadline pass. That's a theory we're working on, and I had something else to say about that, but it's not that important.
Okay.
I think we should move on to the next segment. This segment has been Dad, Please Be Proud of Me, brought to you by Pampers Diapers. Sorry, Dad. Sorry. I pooped again. All right, we need to get off the air. All right, this is a song I've never heard it, so we're hearing it for the first time. Take it easy. All right, we're introducing a new segment.
New segment.
This song is called Take It or Leave It. You should hear it gently coming into the background of your speakers. And it's a good song. People seem to enjoy it. And
I'm not the only one.
No, not just me. And the song's called Take It or Leave It, and we will be playing a game where we bring up topics and we'll say take it or leave it and why. I'm gonna let you enjoy this song for about 30 songs for 30 seconds for context. Oh Lord. We have a caller. I'm gonna put them right on there. Because welcome caller, you're on Meta World Monday. Good morning.
Oh my God, this is the best day of my life.
Wow, where are you calling from? What do you want to hear? What's going on? Are you okay? If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911.
I'm calling from my bed.
Yes. Us too.
Two blocks away from you.
Two city blocks away. Good gravy.
I don't know what I want to hear, but you guys have been doing a great job.
Wow, really appreciate that.
You sound eerily similar to my ex co-host.
Oh, the falling out continues.
Oh, falling out watch. Listen, you're interrupting one of our brand new segments, but.
Oh, God. What's the new-
we're doing Take It or Leave It this morning, the highly anticipated segment. But. If you have anything to weigh in on, any topics you'd like to suggest, you can DM at World Pete. It's a good time to plug the Instagram. That
Great.
Still exists.
I actually DM'd that Instagram recently, but I didn't get a response.
Whoa, shade.
There's a lot of DMs in those The thing is hard to keep flooded. I can't look at all of them. But okay, we'll get to it. I'll take a look at it. Any song requests?
No, but I'll DM if I have any.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, and God bless you, and get back to sleep. It's too early
for
this.
Thank God it's Monday.
Thank God it's Monday. Thanks, caller.
Ain't that the truth?
All right. Well, that was lovely. But
always nice to hear from a former friend.
We don't know who that was. From a former friend. All right, we're doing a segment here. This is my show, okay? And I call the shots. Here it is. Here we go. All right, you get the idea now, I think. So it's right there in the lyrics. First topic for Take It or Leave It, dining halls at Tufts.
Ooh.
Take It or Leave It.
You know, as an underclassman, I definitely would have took this one.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've matured.
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 Mm-hmm.
My taste has matured with me.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it can no longer suit what Carm and DeWick are bringing through.
That's true.
I have a more sophisticated palate.
No disrespect to the chefs over at Carm and DeWick. They make a very wholesome meal. But I'm going to also go with Leave It. I get nervous because I'm like 7 years older than everyone in there now. And frankly, it makes me uncomfy.
Oh, it should.
They don't want me there. I don't want to be there. I'm just trying to get my food, get in, get dressed, get out.
They stare. They stare. They're looking at me. Door.
All right, next one is living a long time. I'll start off. I'm going to leave it.
You're going to leave it?
Overrated.
You're here for a good time, not a long time?
Exactly right. My parents said once they turn 70, they're just going to start chain hacking darts.
Oh, wow.
And they're saying they're going to, like, their biggest party years are going to be in their 70s, and they're just going to go out with a bang.
That is something I'd like to see and experience.
Yeah, firsthand. I guess it's a family thing. But we don't, the Straubs, we have a short fuse, you could say, but our candle burns bright.
And on both ends.
You can use that exact phrase at my funeral. If you want.
I'm going to take that one.
Okay. You're going to take living a long time?
Yeah, because the alternative is very scary to me.
Imminent death. We'll touch that later on the imminent death topic portion of the show. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Space heaters.
You know, if you don't have a fully functioning heater at home, mm-hmm. I would definitely take this one, though they are a fire hazard.
Yes, yes, yes. We should also note that this show is sponsored by space heaters. We do have some special interests in there, so look out for those sort of things. I mean, government cheese, big corporate, big space heater is trying to get on your airwaves, and frankly,
it's
we needed the money.
And that's what makes the world go around.
All right. Last one is zombie movies. I'm going to take them.
Wow.
I love
Unexpected.
Them.
Unexpected.
Yeah, I have fantasies about the world becoming a zombie apocalypse. I just think I have the skill sets, despite popular belief that I am a quote-unquote scaredy cat. I think when the moment is thrust upon me, some people have greatness thrust upon them.
Others are born great.
Yes.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Or Robin Williams in Night at the Museum playing Teddy Roosevelt.
Which is hashtag my Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, don't tell me about some guy with a big stick. Something about that.
Yeah. Pete, I'm actually surprised by your take on this one. You recently confided in me that you have constant and terrible nightmares.
I do have terrible nightmares, but they're never about zombies. Nightmare Gate is still happening, by the way. I have nightmares all the time.
We're looking into it. Acupuncture, possibly.
Yeah, someone said they could put a needle in my back and all the bad thoughts go away. All right, we're going back to like kind of our hype club mix morning because it's getting me just jacked.
Jacked up.
Jacked up on Mountain Dew.
All the way up.
Have you heard of Miley Cyrus?
Hot new artist.
We're doing a double life segment after this.
us out by the shore, under the sun with my feet in the sand. But you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam.
We sing on this song. I was an acapella in high school. Ask anyone. I swear it's true.
PDS Pipes.
PD Pipes. PD Pasta Sauce. Okay, so it's 8:29 in 48 seconds, so we're nearly halfway through the show. And we're halfway through the show, and we have a PSA that needs to come on right now. Legally, we have to do it. We have a segment. It's called Reed Can't Read So Good. We're trying to build up his skills. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you know Reed is not great at reading. I thought this could be a helpful exercise. I'm going to play a song. Reed's going to attempt to read the PSA before the beat drops. I don't know when the beat drops in this song.
Neither do I.
So, yeah, that's the scariest part. It's the uncertainty.
The scariest part for me is having to read.
Yeah, I know. So, but the message is important.
Week,
oh,
though.
Song's already started.
Oh, God. Okay. What's the letter that's like a comb, but it's on its side? What sound does that one make?
Okay, I'm going to start the song over. You need to read the PSA.
Okay, I think I can do it.
All right. We're starting over.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to make it. Place your bets now. I think it drops at like 40 seconds.
Over, under.
It's only two paragraphs that you have to read here.
What?
All right, here it goes.
Emergency preparedness. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water.
He's not
going to
make it. It's getting close.
And supply of food stored in your home.
Oh, God. Hurry
it's
up.
It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other...
Oh! He didn't make it! Oh, God! Did we still read the PSA if you couldn't understand it? Reed, you almost had it. You had a slow start. Can I see that thing?
The start is the hardest part.
All right, so here's the PSA. The long and the short of it is have some flashlights and non-flammable light sources handy. Candles, other open flames can be very dangerous. So could be the worst time to cause a fire when there's emergency going on. If you didn't catch that, I don't want the FCC screaming at us.
Shutting us down.
No. Not today. Not today. You know what we say to death? Not today.
Not today.
Okay. What was the other segment we had to do? Drake and Drake?
Jesus. Oh, Drake and Drake.
All right. We might hit you with like a regular song. Because you know what? You deserve that. But we will be hitting you with Drake and Drake at a certain point. Had to be done. What are we going to listen to this morning? We don't even need a tempo check today because our tempo's been so good.
Tempo through the roof. Everyone agrees.
Did you hear that new Pitbull and T-Pain? Two artists you wish would never get together, but it happened. We can play it.
That was a big fear of mine for a long time.
Yeah, well...
And it finally happened.
Papyrus!
Papyrus!
Okay. What do we want to listen to? LL Cool J?
Ooh, so that's talented. A throwback.
He's very, very talented.
Archie Bunker.
Oh, should we listen to Archie Marshall?
It's been a long time.
Gosh, it's so hard to know. All right, I'm going to play a song that gets me really excited in the morning, and then we're going to transition into a new genre altogether. But this one is just to... If you guys are still in bed, first of all, wake up, sheeple! There's a whole world out there you don't even know about, and it makes me sick. Here's some Junior Senior.
We're back.
Are we allowed to have this much tempo, Pete?
Tempo's through the roof this morning. The air horn's been going off left and right. Turn my headphones up. Everyone's dialed in this morning. Huge week.
Huge week.
I think we're on the eve of Halloween.
Ooh.
No,
we are on the eve of Parents Weekend. Shout out my parents who are listening and proud.
They're very proud this morning, and we have the text to prove it. Point being,
which I didn't already get framed.
Yes, I'm gonna have it needle pointed into a pillow, if possible. That technology doesn't exist. Point being, it's 8:37. We're running out of time, but we're not running out of tempo. We're going to play a few more songs. We're going to do Drake and Drake. I know if you're a longtime listener, longtime fan of the show, you're just itching to get at Drake and Drake. We'll do it, I promise. Until then, we've got a few songs lined up for you. This show has never been about music at any point.
Don't even think it was.
No. It's about creating a community of love.
A
and
community.
Joy. Cue that funky unity. That didn't make sense. The point is, what are we talking about this morning? Oh yeah, double life. If I had a double life like Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, we forgot to do this segment. What would I be doing? Well, I know this is going to come as a surprise, but garbage man.
Oh.
I took out the trash this morning. You can learn a lot by going through people's garbage. And I'm actually going to double this as a second PSA. Go through your neighbor's garbage. Take a look, learn something about them, connect with them, build that community.
So no that's one's our talking assignment. To each other anymore.
No. Everyone's all too much screen time. So what we need to do is we have to get in those dumpsters, find out what people are consuming, sell that information to advertisers, get rich quick.
Yep.
Did I just blow your mind?
That's the game.
I made my money the old-fashioned way. I got run over by a Lexus. All right, music?
Well, what about my double life?
Oh, you get a double life, too.
Don't I get a double life?
Well, you're already living a double life. You're a two-faced friend.
Oh, wow. We can dissect
we'll
that one later.
We'll talk about that later. Go on.
In my double life, I would probably have stronger reading skills.
Yes.
I imagine that would have gotten me out of a few jams and probably made college a lot easier.
Yes.
Also better at sports.
Sports. We don't like those things.
These two issues are fruits of the same vine, by which I mean I am blind.
We're going to go to the optometrist. Optics?
Optometrist.
Optometry tomorrow. Anyway, pray for Reed and... songs, music. Is this music? This is Electric Guest, one of my all-time favorite songs of this summer. Not that it came out this summer, I'm not sure. Back to going nowhere. About to take you on a journey. We're doing the world famous Drake and Drake.
Oh,
if you don't know this segment, you'll figure it out very soon. Come through your speakers. Very, very nice.
Let's run it back.
Oh, this is what we were looking for.
But I never thought that it'd be so simple, but
I found a way.
And I always thought that it'd be too crazy, but
I found a way. If you open up your eyes, see what's inside. It's gonna take some time to read. But if you look inside, I'm sure you'll find. Ooh. Over your shoulder, you know
that I told you I'll always be picking you up when you're down.
So just come around.
Wow. Okay.
I think that was Drake and Drake with Reed and Petey
giving backup vocals. That is why we get up in the morning.
You love it.
That's our one segment I thought of, and no one else thought of.
That was my brainchild, and you know this.
Well, you know what? That's fine. If you want to put your name on Drake and Drake, you go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
I put my name right up there with both Drake's name and Drake's name.
Drake and Reed. It doesn't have a nice ring to it, but it's just our reality.
It's like the Lennon McCartney songbook.
Yes. God bless you. All right, we're going to play music.
Music?
I think we're just going to roll out with a lot of tunes for the rest of this morning. Unless we can think of another segment in the next 15 minutes, it's going to be... Oh, here we can do mouth noises after the break. All right. Reed says cancel mouth noises.
Cancel mouth noises.
It's one of my favorite bits that we do. Here's a preview. It sounds something like this.
No.
People really don't like that bit. all right, we'll play music. We'll talk it over and we'll come back with a product that the people enjoy.
How does it feel when your walls fall down? How does it feel when you're lost and found? How does it feel? It's the sweetest sound. How does it feel? I can feel my fire burning. Got my mind in overdrive. Lose focus, vision blurring. And time is on the line. There's no mistake, cause I know what I'm craving, and I don't wanna wait no more. And I control this path that I'm taking, but I don't
We're back.
Back on the in action.
Parents prouder than ever. Music, that's sweet, sweet music. That's not our thing on this show, but tempo is, and we're going to keep it high. I'm going to play some... Reed and I had a 90s party, and there were other people there.
Yeah, don't be mistaken. We know other people.
It was a packed barn, frankly, and I won't hear anything else. Slander and lies.
Don't believe what anyone else tells you.
Anyway, the lads were getting after it to this 90s mixtape. I don't know what you would call it. It's an hour long, and it's powerful.
I'll say that much. It's a powerful hour.
It's one powerful hour. And look it up. It's all 90s mix, really strong content. And Spice Girls was on it. And I grew up. I had a jukebox in my home, which
is absurd.
But it is a reality.
That's a dream.
Yeah, it was like a dream. And we would rock Pots and Pans and Spice Girls on that thing. So here's a modern take on an old classic, you could say. Did you miss us?
I hope you did.
We come back every 3 or 4 minutes, but every single time, you're like my dog. You're sitting at the door, wagging a tail, waiting for me to come home. And it's coming off as a little bit desperate,
and too needy.
Not cute. So tune out of the show. But wait about 7 minutes because we're almost off the air. We have hit record viewership this morning. 200,000 listeners.
Oh, wow. A lot of people just trying to start their day on the right note.
I understand. We appeal to the working man and woman, and they're on their way to work today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday. People don't seem to like Mondays, but as we've spoken about many times, this show is about changing the culture around Monday and building community.
Yeah, make Tuesday the new Monday.
Yes, let's push that off one more day. The best part is that means no more Sunday scaries.
Ooh.
So it's a win. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. We're going to play some Lewis the Child because they went to my high school, and I feel like I never shouted them out for that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on the inside. I've got the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Hashtag
Pete's part of the Illuminati.
That's... I told you that in confidence. Point being, we are going to... I'm going to a Kali Uchis concert this week. Looking forward to that. We're doing Rosebud Thorn, but just the bud. What are you looking forward to this week, Reed?
It's parents' weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing my fam back in action, even though they were just here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard they like your sister more than they love you.
That's true for my dad, but not for my mom.
Okay, well, I'm sure they can have a talk about that if they're still listening. But who could blame them?
I'm not crying.
All right, we're playing music. More of that sweet, sweet music. It's 8:55 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. This has been Meta World Monday. Thank you all for listening. We'll check in briefly before we head off the air, but just enjoy and let's ride out.
You have some love showing your faces. It had been so long, I thought you disappeared. Why did you pretend I was still so close when it's all too clear? We need the most. But damn, girl, since you come around, girl, I need to know right now. So won't you just
tears. Shh. That's no right. tears.
That's all right.
We do have to be going. It's our reality. We're legally bound to leave. I know that you've become emotionally attached. We talk about how needy our viewership is.
Oh, and they are. They are needy.
That's something we're working on, creating a more healthy, less dependent relationship with our viewers. But we know you rely on us, and that's fine for now. But we work on getting better every single day.
We want to be the wind beneath your wings.
Mm, okay. God bless you. What's the name of your show?
Different Vibes Moist.
Different Vibes Moist. That's new, isn't it?
Well, it used to be,
Moist Vibes.
It used to be Moist Vibes, and now it's Different Vibes, and then comma. Moist.
Oh, okay.
You gotta keep the brand. Gotta keep
the brand. The brand is strong. You have one of the strongest shows on Tufts campus coming up next. A friend of the Metaworld family. Darn it, a part of the Metaworld family.
Wow.
You guys just got upgraded. They're coming on next. If Spencer would ever answer his phone, he would be on here as well. But I'm hogging up a lot of airtime, so I'm going to just play an